Welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast Show. You're listening to the first and only podcast dedicated to the business of pharmacy. Hear from independent pharmacy owners, leading entrepreneurs, political strategists, healthcare technology trends, career coaching, interviews about our pharmacy industry, and more. Be sure to subscribe to the show via iTunes and leave us a voice comment from our contact section on the website. You can find all of our episodes at pharmacypodcast.com.
Welcome to the next Pharmacy Marketing Simplified podcast. I am your host, Nicole McClure, president of GRX Marketing. Today we'll be discussing the importance of networking with other business owners and leaders in your community and why it's important, why it's an important part of your overall marketing strategy. I'm excited to have a top industry leader on hand today to discuss this topic. Matt Hines is president and founder of Hines Marketing and is a nationally recognized award-winning blogger and author. He has 15 plus years of marketing, business development, and sales experience from a variety of organizations and industries. He has helped organizations such as Amazon, Seagate, Morgan Stanley, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and many others create predictable, repeatable sales and marketing engines to fuel growth. Matt, thank you so much for joining me today, and welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's just get started. As an expert in the business-to-business arena that you are, I thought it would be good to just touch on some quick, easy-to-implement solutions for small business/pharmacy owners that they can do in their local community. I think oftentimes they tend to get more focused on reaching customers and targeting them directly and forget about that, trying to make that connection with other people that own businesses as well in their community.
Yeah.
I guess just touch on why you think it's important for them to make the effort to connect with other business owners and why they should include that as part of their marketing strategy.
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, I think, in connecting with other businesses, you certainly in any context, whether you're a pharmacy or a marketing agency or an accounting firm, just want to be, a targeted, at least prioritize which businesses you connect with. Ideally, those that are have some resonance with what you do. I would think as a pharmacy owner, you'd be start to think about doctor's office, dentist office, chiropractors, anyone in the medical space who is a complementary business. Be great to build relationships with. And I think that if you do that with generosity, if you do that without expecting anything immediately in return, and in the same way that you would, the way you might market to consumers, I would encourage pharmacy managers to pharmacy owners to have a mentality of teaching. Think about what you know that could be valuable to others. Most business owners' greatest marketing asset is the information and insights and intelligence they have about their function, about their business. It's stuck in their head. And if you take your specific product and service off the table and you simply talk, start addressing sort of the needs and insights and educational opportunities that you probably already know and just, need to capture in, a written format or in a podcast like this or in a short video, that information can be shared directly with your prospects and customers as well as directly with other businesses so they can educate and inform their own customers as well. It's a great way to treat those complementary businesses as a channel for referrals and a channel for new business coming your way.
Great. You touched on something initially there where you said do it without expecting anything in return. And I think that's a great point because I think sometimes, they may get hung up on, well, I only have time to do this once every, quarter. So it needs to be, I need to get a lot out of it. So I guess, just that repetition and, coming to them with knowledge and maybe how they can help a doctor's office fill a void or something like that is maybe a better approach to take than just here's what we can do at the pharmacy, and, you know, a more one-off type approach.
Yeah, I think you still want to think about things that can, that have some scale, right? I don't think you want to necessarily commit to creating, you know, custom content for every doctor's office that you go and work with. But if you think about what are some of the common needs that people have when they're coming out of a doctor's office from a prescription standpoint, what are some of the increasing trends in pain management, in medications, that doctors are facing that you might have some insight on as a pharmacist? Mm-hmm. And how do you create that in a context that makes it really easy for those doctors to share that with their patients? If it's too promotional, if it includes coupons even, you know, I think doctors may say, listen, I don't want to be seen as a shill. I don't want to be seen as someone who's pushing people in a particular direction. But if it's simply value add, and I think, you know, the drug companies actually do a pretty good job of this directly, right? I mean, you see an awful lot of information on their websites, on their blogs, that is educational in nature, that's teaching people about the nature of certain pain and certain conditions and certain diseases. And clearly, it, you know, by publishing it, by putting it in the context of, oh, you can learn more about our drugs here, it gives people the opportunity to very quickly start to learn about and create preference for certain drug manufacturers and drug brands. The same applies for your content, right? I mean, if you are putting something in front of someone about a particular medication, I think that, you know, the more they see your name, the more preference is built. But I think there's other issues you can tackle in addition to just the drug. I mean, if you're a pharmacy owner, you know, why should people be coming to you versus just going to the drugstore down the street? I think, you know, we can probably name off like, you know, at least 20 different reasons why, you know, we prefer, you know, working with small business. We prefer working with people that are going to have direct empathy, that have a tie to the community. Those are the kind of things that people like as well. And I think when you're talking about the B2B angle here, if you're a pharmacy working with doctors, many of those doctors in their offices, they're small businesses as well. And so they're going to be more likely to generate referrals for you versus the, you know, national drugstore chain down the street.
Right, right. Okay, so, you know, say I'm a pharmacy owner and I understand that it's important to get started in reaching out to those doctors, you know, other prescribers. I guess, what's any recommendations on kind of how they get started and how far do they reach? And then I guess, do you see any value of maybe going a little bit outside the box where it's beyond prescribers, but just maybe the hairstylist or somebody that's in their strip center, but not really related to health at all?
Yeah, I do. I think that, look, I mean, you can get value out of any of those conversations. You never know when something's going to come up. I tend to think about, first and foremost, though, in terms of priorities, where are the relevant conversations going to happen first? Where are people going to be talking about pharmacy options? Where are going to people talk about prescriptions and first aid and other, you know, depending on the pharmacy. I mean, I know, like, around here, around the Seattle area, a lot of the, you know, independent pharmacies I know also have a lot of senior care equipment and services. So it could be that, you know, you go and start, you know, you're working with wealth management companies, you go and work with some of the senior care facilities, some of the assisted living and retirement communities. I mean, I start to think, and I prioritize sort of at the top of my list those that have a higher affinity with what you're doing. Certainly those that are in your strip mall are valuable, but I think that I'd start with those that are more likely to have the contextual conversations where a referral to you is natural.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So say the owner of, you know, the pharmacy themselves, they can't get out because they're just stuck at the pharmacy, and
right.
But they would like to send a tech or somebody else out, you know. Do you have any words of advice of kind of how they coach that person to go out and make sure that they're giving the right message for the business?
Yeah, I think in an important pretense to, you know, creating the atmosphere for referrals is to build a natural, authentic relationship. I mean, literally sort of just work on building your network. I'll never forget, we had someone on our team years ago who was going to a content marketing conference, and I think it was her first professional business trip. She was fairly new out of school, and I think I could tell she was nervous about going. And so I asked her, I said, what are you particularly worried about? And she said, well, I'm worried that when I go to the networking events, I don't know how to bring up Heinz Marketing. I don't know how to bring up our company so that we get leads out of that. And my response, I told her, I said, listen, let me make this really, really easy. Just don't do it. I didn't mean don't go to the networking event, but just don't worry about talking about us. build a relationship with someone, build some rapport with them, talk about whatever they're interested in. It could be cooking, it could be college football, it could be well, maybe not politics, but I mean, just build a relationship with someone. You will have plenty of time to, you know, get to business later. And if you're trying to build referral sources, if you're trying to build relationships with other doctors' offices, I think building that rapport, talking about things you have in common, oftentimes with companies we're working with that are salespeople, we encourage them to do something called the 3x3 approach before they make the call or step into the office for the sales call. Take up to 3 minutes, find up to 3 things that you can talk to someone about. And you do a quick LinkedIn search or a quick Google search, you're likely to find information about someone, where they live, where they went to school, what their interests are. And those are great rapport builders. And so you send someone out, and the first step may be, you know, we haven't been here before, and we've never talked before. I just want to introduce myself, let you know, is there anything we can do to help you in your business? Just let me know. Make it all about them. Don't ask for anything in return. It's the first step of building that relationship that can bear fruit for a long period of time after that.
Perfect. I noticed on your website you have a key point that stuck out to me that says only 3% of your prospective customers are in an active buying cycle. And I would translate that to, you know, a prescriber that's maybe not buying anything from a pharmacy, but in an active listening cycle. So, I guess how does a pharmacy owner kind of put that cycle together of, you know, constantly nurturing those relationships?
Well, you know, I think of this similar to, you know, what good realtors are doing these days, you know, that know that, you know, their repeat customers aren't coming back once a quarter, you know, maybe people aren't buying homes, whatever, but the smart ones are putting great information in front of people on a regular basis. And what they're doing is, sharing them information about pricing trends. They're sharing information about, oh, it's getting cold. Here's how to winterize your home. So it's information that helps the homeowner but keeps that realtor top of mind. I can think of 1,000 things that would be relevant coming from a pharmacist that could be, you know, here's new trends in drugs, here's new trends in how you can sort of, you know, here's my test of which medications work for which conditions. Here's a couple articles that I found in, you know, a trade publication that I thought were relevant to people that are managing seniors that have arthritis. I mean, I'm making all this up a little bit, but there's 1,000 excuses with value-added content that you can put in front of people. That stat you said, you know, there's a very small single-digit percentage of people that are actively seeking anything, but there's about 45% of any given market that's what that research called poised. It means that they're likely to need something in a short period of time. So your ability to build credibility, your ability to build awareness so that someone has an affinity for you, so that you become their choice once they actually need something. You know, there's another saying, I can't remember who said this, but, you know, people don't always buy from the best. Oftentimes they'll buy from their favorite. And I think you as a pharmacy owner, you as an independent pharmacy, have a fairly unique opportunity to differentiate yourself from a lot of the big box alternatives because you're a member of the community, because you're a small business, because you are the business. You are there. People start to recognize that you are there and that you care. And that is irreplaceable for, you know, those big boxes alternatives that, you know, just, you know, one after the other really are hard to differentiate and just seem like a big company.
Right. Yeah. And I think sometimes we maybe lose sight of that because we get so caught up in the day-to-day stuff that, you know, yeah, we can, the pharmacy owner can be a pillar of the community, but that the doctor is local owner as well. I think they're sometimes seen, you know, especially if they're part of a larger clinical office or something like that, they're seen as just a big conglomerate, but
Don't underestimate, you know, people's affinity towards small businesses, people's interest in buying local. I mean, there are so many trends broadly, well beyond pharmacies, that are driving people local. I mean, look at the food movement, right? I mean, people look at the volume of people going to farmers markets and spending more on produce than if they went to Hy-Vee, you know, because they want to support local. They want to buy local. They want to know where things come from. They trust people that are local because they live and work in and around their community. I think that trend in consumer preferences clearly applies in the pharmacy space as well.
definitely. So I guess beyond visiting other business owners, any other recommendations or other ways that they can make connections? I mean, do you see value in like attending chamber events or those sort of things?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. And I think that, you know, certainly being a more active, more visible member of the community is helpful. I'm a big fan, especially of, you know, if you're a small business owner and you're working in a particular community, you know, raising your visibility in a value added way, you know, being, you know, joining Rotary, being part of the Chamber of Commerce, you know, sponsoring a Little League team. I mean, there's a lot of things that just generally show it's not just about advertising and get your name out there. It also shows that you are investing back in the community. People like that. It works from a consumer and a B2B standpoint. If there is sort of a local network or association of sort of medical, sort of independent medical professionals, that's great. I don't know the space well enough to know if that even exists. But what I would recommend is, you know, when you sort of start building relationships with other businesses, just stay in touch. You've got sort of a newsletter that is, you know, content for consumers. What if you were to put together some content specifically for other medical professionals, and you could create that content and not have to write a single word, right? I mean, think about for both your consumer customers and prospects, as well as other businesses, other medical services businesses, what insights, what third party articles are being written either in trade publications or elsewhere that you could find, or you could have an assistant or an intern find that you could aggregate together and send people in. It could be an email with just a bunch of links, right? And even if none of those links go to articles on your website, the email came from you. The value came from you. So your ability to stay in touch and remain relevant and remain top of mind with all those audiences is a lot easier than you think, and it is so powerful in driving, you know, repeat business, referrals, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I think is a great idea, and with the newsletter and whatnot. And I think sometimes, you know, the owners get frustrated if they don't see those immediate results. But it's just about being consistent and having your name out there. So I guess just to kind of wrap up, any other advice that you would give pharmacy business owner for getting their name out there to other local businesses?
I wish I could give you some shortcuts, you know, to sort of building the relationships. But, you know, look, I mean, things that are worthwhile sometimes take an investment. I guess, you know, for those of you that haven't done it, you know, start to build relationships with other medical professionals. I would start with those with higher affinity. I would be selfless and generous to start with that relationship. Focus on their needs. Focus on just building a relationship before you need it. And stay in touch, right? It can be with great content. It can be with a call every once in a while. You know, I would subscribe to all of their newsletters, all of their blogs, all of their social channels, whatever they happen to have, so that you are favoriting and liking their content, so that you are calling them up and saying, hey, I noticed this morning that you guys were in the, you know, local paper. Thought that was a great ad. Congrats. Hope things are going well. I mean, just make that a daily habit, a regular habit for you and or others on your staff to just show that you're noticing, show that you care. I think those things, if you do those systematically, don't take more than 5 or 10 minutes a day. I mean, I know we're all busy. And part of the reason I'm so passionate about this is that this is how I've grown my business. I mean, I'm a small business owner. We've got 10 employees. We're growing, but, you know, I don't have a sales team. We don't have a dedicated marketing team. We kind of do the marketing for ourselves. But a huge part of our business has been built by building and maintaining an active network. And I'll tell you, I mean, I do it. The networking activities I do, it's 10, 15 minutes a day, you know, mm-hmm. because it's down to a specific process.
Yeah. And I think you bring out a great point that it doesn't have to be this whole day thing that you set aside time for. It can be just as easy as taking 5-10 minutes, you know, when you first come in the pharmacy and checking social media or, you know, checking emails or sending out an email, that sort of thing. So it can really start as a simple process.
Right. Absolutely.
Perfect. Well, a lot of great ideas that you shared with us today. You know, I think a lot of little things that owners can take with and hopefully start reaching out to other people in their local community and grow their business. So I appreciate your time and thanks again.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed another episode of the Pharmacy Podcast Show. Be sure to subscribe to the show and send us a voice message with your ideas and comments from our contact section on the website. Did you know we develop digital health content to assist with business development and marketing efforts? Learn how we can help you drive more patients, physicians, and targeted leads to your website. Contact us today at pharmacypodcast.com.